Why trust is the real currency in every M and a deal hook. What if the spreadsheets you're obsessing over are actually the least important part of closing your next deal? Here's the truth nobody tells you when you enter M&A. Trust is the only currency that actually matters. And if you don't have it, no term sheet in the world is going to save you. Context. This week's global headlines look totally unrelated. A mountain in Pakistan. A smartphone brand restructuring. A rideshare app upgrading driver support. But read them through an M and a lens, and every single one tells the same story. Relationships win. At the Mogul Empire. That's not a tagline. It's the whole operating model. And right now, in a market where deals are getting harder to close, this couldn't be more relevant. 3KEY Insights. First, an untapped mountain in Pakistan's Hindu Kush just taught us the most important lesson in emerging market M, and Atrikmir is undervalued, overlooked, and full of potential, which is exactly what a great acquisition target looks like. But here's the catch. No outside investor walks into that region writing checks without first building credibility with local stakeholders. Community trust isn't a soft metric. It's the hard prerequisite. Term sheets don't open those doors. Relationships do. Second, Realme is discontinuing its GT and Neo product lines and exiting China entirely to restructure around international markets. Classic portfolio rationalization. And in M&A, a company mid-pivot is either a prime acquisition target or a cautionary tale. The difference? Whether leadership kept its partners informed and confident during the chaos. Transparency during uncertainty isn't a nice to have. It's trust in action. And it's what separates the brands that survive restructuring from the ones that don't. Third, Maxim Rides just rolled out an in-app driver's help section and hit nearly 90% driver partner satisfaction in the first half of this year. They're not an M and a firm. But what they demonstrated is pure relationship capital strategy. They invested in their most critical stakeholders before those stakeholders looked elsewhere. In post-close integration, the deals that fall apart almost always trace back to one failure. The acquirer stopped making key employees, customers, or vendors feel valued. 90% satisfaction doesn't happen by accident. THE takeaway. Before your next deal conversation, ask yourself one honest question. Does the other party trust you enough to tell you the truth? Because the real risks in any acquisition only surface when people feel safe being honest. So today, identify one key stakeholder in your current deal and make one intentional move to deepen that relationship before you ever talk numbers again. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.